DIY club owner Paul, Yogi, Granger didn't get into the club business to make a fortune. He opened the House of Targ so he'd have a cool place to throw parties and present live music. Born in Ottawa 48 years ago, Granger was a rock musician playing gigs with his band Ukrania, a sound technician, running shows at Zaphod's and Babylon, a producer, recording bands, and he would throw monthly parties at his Main Street recording studio. That's when, in 2014, a basement space came available on Bank Street at the corner of Sunnyside Avenue. He and his partners, Mark McHale, Kevin Berger and Blake Jacobs, saw the chance to consolidate all their projects into one centralized club hub. We got the place originally in 2014 because we were throwing punk rock parties every month at my recording studio on Main Street and the space was too small, Granger explains. I've been thinking about owning my own place since I was in my 20s. I knew I wanted to create a place that was fun and wouldn't be like other clubs. I really liked the club atmosphere. Named after the 1980 arcade game, in the years since, the House of Targ established a reputation as the preferred venue to see bands like the Dayglow Abortions, Said the Whale, Big Wreck, Ian Blurton and Dilly Dally on a regular basis. As if running a punk club wasn't challenging enough, Granger's been struggling to keep the House of Targ afloat throughout a series of ever-changing COVID restrictions. But Granger's anarchistic imagination and DIY ingenuity helped salvage his COVID-ravaged club. He's cancelled live music for now and in its place, is pushing pierogies, both frozen for home and hot for takeaway. Half Ukrainian and half British, Granger added pierogies to the House of Targ menu both as a tribute to his Ukrainian heritage and to give the club a unique flavor. The pierogies started as our niche that made us a little different from everyone else, he says. Now, they're the busiest part of the business. Temporarily, I hope. Orders can be made at the House of Targ's website. Additionally, he's going family-friendly, with events like puppet plays and cabaret. He's also offering a cheap date promotion with pierogies and pinball for $10. He's also booking bands for late spring. He's partnering with San Francisco artist Dirty Donnie Giles on a record he's recording at his studio in Lowe, Quebec. Granger describes House of Targ as part Disneyland, part CBGB's nightclub in the heart of old Ottawa South. There's a stage for gigs, wall space for art, an arcade for 20 vintage pinball machines, 25 arcade games and a kitchen where the house specialty is pierogies. From the beginning, the location was designed as a place where musicians and artists of all stripes could relax and even create in. Granger and company didn't exactly follow a business plan. The club is not a big moneymaker, he admits, but I'm a master at breaking even. It sucks to be broke, but I don't care about being flush with cash. I'm no good at making money, but I am good at making fun. I haven't done a live show in 2 years because we have more important things to take care of, he says. I'm a punk, a metalhead, a jazz lover, a club owner, a producer, and I'm looking after my parents. I'm far from rich, but I'm having a good life.